Learning English at Last. Back in the late 1950s, there were no opportunities for young men in the Yemen. When we heard about jobs in the steelworks in Britain, we thought, that's what we'll do. Thousands and thousands of us came over to Britain from Yemen to work in the steelworks. Sheffield was a big steel-producing city then. I liked it here. I liked the hills round about, which reminded me of home, and I liked the city. The work was hard. Sometimes our shifts were 16 hours, but we didn't mind that. I worked as a spare man. That meant that I was skilled at every job, so I could fill in for anyone who was sick. I was highly skilled. The conditions in the factories weren't good then. On one occasion, I went to the boss and I said, "Sir, the conditions are not good. We Yemenis can't understand what the gaffer says. We can't read the safety rules. We're often injured. We want to have English lessons." Do you know what his answer was? "English lessons? You're here to work, not learn. Work. Work. That's what you're here for." That's what it was like back then. So we'd work our long shifts and then go to the Yemeni cafes and speak Arabic. Then, when the steel industry collapsed, thousands of us were made redundant. It was a terrible time. But it's all different now. We've got the Yemeni Centre. Yemenis who were born here in Britain learn Arabic, so they don't forget their roots. And what about me? I'm learning English at last. I go to college once a week in a class of retired Yemeni steelworkers who are all learning to speak proper English. Our average age is 75. When we started, we only knew commands because that's all we'd ever heard. But we're progressing really well now. We worked hard in the steelworks, and now we're working hard with our English. My friend is 81. And last year he won a special learner's award. Isn't life a funny thing? When I look back to when I was a boy in my village in Yemen, it's like looking at another person. Was that really me?